This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is once again using fiery rhetoric talking of a new weapon amid a continuing stalemate in negotiations with the United States. His end-of-the-year deadline has come and gone, but has that put new meaning into his latest threats? Here is VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul.
In his annual New Year's Day comments, Kim Jong-un announced he is no longer bound by his self-imposed moratorium on nuclear or long-range missile tests. It is the clearest indication yet that North Korea may soon resume major provocations. But although Kim's speech was full of threats, most came with conditions, suggesting North Korea is still open to talking. Kim wants the United States to relax sanctions. He also wants a formal end to joint military exercises with South Korea and no more advanced weapon sales between the two countries. Speaking late Tuesday, Trump appeared to downplay the importance of Kim's threats, saying his relationship with Kim remains very good.
That was VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea. It is the new year, and the traditional Times Square ball drop in New York City went off without a hitch as 2020 made its debut in the United States. Crowds in world capitals across the globe celebrated. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
About 3,000 pounds of confetti showered New Yorkers and tourists who filled Times Square to watch the famous ball drop. In Rome, Pope Francis delighted tourists and Romans when he strolled St. Peter's Square to admire the nativity scene. But the visit went south when one woman grabbed his hand, pulling him toward her to shake it, forcing the Pope to strike her grip twice to free his fingers. And back in the U.S., huge crowds attended the midnight fireworks along the resort-lined Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Small.
From Washington, this is VOA News. In Iraq, security forces at the American Embassy in Baghdad today used tear gas to disperse protesters led by pro-Iran militiamen in a second day of demonstrations. Some spent the night camped outside the embassy walls after a large crowd on Tuesday breached the outer reaches of the compound and set several fires. U.S. President Donald Trump has put Iran on notice that he holds it responsible for the mob violence. Here is VOA's Mary Motta.
The Trump administration has pressured the Iraqi government to take greater action to protect the embassy, but defense expert Michael Prigent questions Iraq's commitment to the U.S.
The Iraqi government didn't condemn Kitab Hezbollah's attack on an Iraqi base that wounded Iraqi security forces. It condemned America's response to this designated terrorist organization killing an American.
Defense experts warn the escalating tensions between Tehran and Washington may endanger U.S. troops in the region. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced Tuesday the United States is sending a